Love your sleep all summer with 20% off mattresses, pillows, and sheets during Casper's Memorial Day sale. Kick summer night sweats out of bed with our new Snow Mattresses Snow Technology, which combines our cool touch cover, heat delete bands, and phase change material to help you sleep 5 degrees cooler all night. Plus, complete your bedroom with 10% off sleep essentials. Don't snooze through these limited time savings. Shop our Memorial Day sale today at Casper.com or a sleep shop near you. Exclusions apply. See Casper.com/promo.
You don't do ordinary. Small animals own your heart in a huge way. Us too. Missouri nutritionists geek out over the extraordinary creatures that walk, crawl, fly, and swim the planet, especially rabbits, guinea pigs, chinchillas, hedgehogs, rats, and mice. We bring professional-grade zoo-quality animal nutrition to you, so when it comes to mealtime, you do zoo. Zoo it to it. Learn more about Missouri small animal foods at Missouri.com.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
It's the Single Storm Podcast.
We need to see more of what we've been seeing here in recent days. We need to see more of Republicans slash conservatives slash independents, real Americans, pushing back on socialist Marxist Democrats who have been out there actively lying to destroy our lives, using lawfare to destroy our lives, using the FBI and the deep state to destroy our lives. There needs to be a reckoning, and we're starting to see some of it take hold. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is out there and is fearless. And this rubs a lot of her Republican colleagues the wrong way, because the Republican colleagues want to stroke their chins thoughtfully and genially get along with Democrats who are stabbing daggers into their chests. But Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't seem to want to play. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was featured in a Daily Caller piece. She is from Georgia, as you all know, and she announced that left-wing rioters had stormed and occupied the Cannon House office building rotunda during a hearing on Tuesday. What was the hearing about? Left-wing violence. I kid you not. She takes out this photo, and here is the quote that is listed in the Daily Caller article. Quote, "Just while we've been sitting in this committee room, having this hearing today about left-wing extremism and violence, literally, as we were being gaveled in, we experienced some left-wing extremism of our own on the second floor of this building," Green said during a hearing held by the House Homeland Security Committee Subcommittee on Oversight, Investigations, and Accountability. And the Congresswoman isn't stopping with just this kind of stuff. She has filed articles of impeachment against U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves. He was one of these attorneys who was allowing criminals to run rampant through our streets, not prosecuting them, but going after the Democrats' political enemies. He was one of the star points of light for the socialists in the sham January 6th committee hearing. She's also filed impeachment articles against Christopher Wray, the so-called director of the compromised and left-wing FBI. An FBI that, as you all know, courtesy of the Durham Report, the FBI has been undertaking unfair standards of justice. They saw evidence that Hillary Clinton, and this is James Comey's words, evidence that Hillary Clinton broke the law, but no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. That's how they handled a Democrat. Now, President Trump, there was no evidence, zero evidence, according to John Durham's special counsel report. No evidence of Russia-Trump collusion, yet they launched an investigation anyway to undermine his administration anyway. And in light of the Durham report, another member of Congress, Anna Paulina Luna. She's a congresswoman from Florida. She has filed this resolution. I might as well read it to you because it's all over social media. In the matter of Adam Schiff, in the House of Representatives, Ms. Luna submitted the following resolution, which was referred to the committee on such and such date. In the matter of Adam Schiff, resolved that pursuant to Article 1, Section 5, Clause 2 of the Constitution of the United States, Representative Adam Schiff be and hereby is expelled from the House of Representatives. Adam Schiff wandered around this country since the election of Donald J. Trump as our president. He's wandered around this country saying he had evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. And according to Durham, the special counsel investigation, which is now the official law, which is the official reading of the U.S. government, Adam Schiff had no proof because there was, quote, no evidence. There was no evidence that was in the possession of the FBI to launch such an investigation. So Adam Schiff lied. He has been lying to the people. He's been lying in Congress. And he should be expelled from the United States Congress. And thank goodness there are people pushing back. These left-wingers, folks, they went for all the marbles. They are continuing to go for all the marbles, trying to make sure that their political opponents are done, are out of the picture, are no longer able to fight. And only Republicans who want to surrender are left. And the pushback has to start. For our own survival, the pushback must start. We talked to a couple who's not taking the left-wing abuse lying down. That's next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, I want to welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast, Robert and Jocelyn Maceras. They are just normal, everyday, hardworking Texans. They believe they lived in a free country where they could express their political beliefs freely. The left is trying to tell them differently, and I wanted to bring them on to tell their story. Hey, guys, welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. Joy Lynn, I'm going to let ladies go first. I think we should start from the beginning and tell the story. How did you guys find yourself? And I don't want to say it's legal trouble because I believe this is just lawfare. So how did you guys get on the left wing's radar screen? What did you do?
It's so crazy, Chris, because we were not politically involved. Nothing was really on our radar in 2020, but we knew that the election was coming up, the presidential election, and we kind of started digging into the political candidates and who we wanted to vote for and noticed what were called Trump trains or parades with vehicles that had Trump flags and American flags driving through our town, which is New Braunfels, Texas, at that time during early election. We thought that looks like a lot of fun. We'd love to do that, meet some other like-minded people, kind of get a little bit more involved into politics in the areas that are concerning us with our value set. And so it was probably 3 weeks after we really started tuning in to what was going on politically that the Biden-Harris campaign bus was driving up I-35, a big interstate here in Texas, and we thought it would be a really great opportunity to make the news if our Trump train in New Braunfels showed up and represented for our town, which is 76% conservative voters, if we also were driving down the road at the same time, because the side of the bus said Biden-Harris, battle for the soul of the nation, and we wanted our campaign signage to be visible as well. And so we thought it would be fun. We thought it'd be great exposure. And never in a million years would we imagine that 8 months after nearly driving on the same road at the same time as the bus, that we'd be getting sued under the Ku Klux Klan law by occupants of the bus, which include Democrat politicians and Biden White House officials, claiming that we premeditated a plan to run the bus off the road, which never happened, and we were banded together with the intent to suppress blacks and minorities from voting.
Oh, good grief. Okay, so Robert, so I definitely see this. You thought here in the United States of America, if you've got the Biden-Harris bus rolling down the highway and saying, we're fighting for America, that you guys should be able to go down the same highway and say, well, no, actually, it's Trump fighting for America. Here's the Trump train. So here's your here are your two choices in the next election. And you thought that would be OK. But apparently Democrats don't believe that Republicans and conservatives should have a voice. And they wanted you to stay home like Joe Biden did, mostly in his basement. Am I reading that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, it's kind of like you said. I mean, we were driving out on the road at the same time they were driving on the road, and they didn't like that. And it's not – so there's no criminal charge. It's all a civil lawsuit. So it's basically they got their feelings hurt and wanted to file a lawsuit against us.
I see. So because Democrats were butthurt, they have filed a civil litigation on this. So Robert, let me just ask you, who is actually suing you? Give us the names.
And so it's Wendy Davis, who I think at the time she was running for Congress.
Right. Well, she's the abortion Barbie, and she's as white as Brooke Shields. Who else?
Is Dr. Eric Cervini, who is an author and a social media influencer.
Uh-huh.
David Jens, who I believe is on Kamala's cabinet or part of her staff now.
Okay.
And the bus driver. I think his name is Timothy Holloway.
Now, how many of these individuals are actually what you'd consider persons of color? How many?
The bus driver.
Just the bus driver. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I'm hearing, because I know Wendy Davis, but I don't know the other names. But so what I'm hearing just from what you've told me, Robert, is only the bus driver is a person of color, and all the rest of these people were white Marxist socialists who didn't like the fact that you were trying to upstage their media event, which in a political campaign is normal. It's the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have differing points of view out there for people to choose from. So, Joey Lynn, that's exactly what is supposed to happen. Why do you think the Democrats are trying to change that dynamic and sue you? What is their goal, do you think?
Yeah, you're exactly right. We've since learned, I mean, with political free speech and activism, there is always going to be a countering point of view, and it needs to be protected. There are actually laws put in place for that, and it's our constitutional right under the First Amendment to be able to be out in support of our political candidate. You know, and so their only way to win is to silence, is to suppress, is to intimidate, is to discourage participation, and to make it appear in the media as if they have more traction, the upper hand. And this is their tactic. They're constantly gaslighting. They're constantly lying. I've learned this now. We certainly didn't understand this 3 years ago when this was happening to our family. What we thought was just an attack on us, or maybe some really easily, like you said, they got their feelings hurt, right? Maybe that was what was going on. And it's like, no, what's happening here is this is at the federal level of the U.S. court system under a law that's 150 years old. And if they can take this all the way to the Supreme Court, which we're only two appeals away from, they can set the precedent at the federal level. They can change a law here, and they can begin criminally prosecuting people who just disagree with them for exercising a constitutional right. This is a huge problem for all Americans.
And see, Robert, that was your crime. You disrupted their narrative. Now, that's what Democrats are about. They're about narrative over facts, narrative over news. You got in their way of putting out a whole bunch of BS that they had a chance in Texas, that Texas was somehow blue, that Texas believes in socialism like all those people did. So your punishment for disrupting their brilliantly planned tactics here, their brilliantly planned bus tour, was to make an example out of you and to make sure you got your mind right so you never ever thought of opposing a left winger ever again. Am I reading that right?
Exactly. So yeah, they just, you know, they want to silence us and really discourage anybody from, you know, expressing their viewpoint if it doesn't align with theirs.
Yeah, I understand. So, Robert, who's helping you legally? I can imagine that there are conservative attorneys all over the country who are saying this is an absolute joke. It's egregious. And they're probably jumping through hoops to defend you guys, aren't they?
Oh, you would think so. And that's really what we thought would happen at the beginning. But we had trouble finding anybody who even wanted to take the case at the beginning because they said, with just the political environment and how things are right now, that, you know, things are kind of tense. So we ended up, you know, calling all sorts of, you know, conservative nonprofits, you know, just different kinds to try and find help. And it turns out everybody specializes in religious free speech. Nobody wants to be involved in political free speech. So we ended up finding one attorney out of Houston. Meanwhile, they have, I think, 19 attorneys representing them and two Democrat nonprofits funding their entire lawsuit.
Oh, my word. Just to come after Joey Lynn and Robert Maceras, just to come after you two to make examples out of you so they can ruin you and basically dissuade other conservatives from ever trying to oppose them again. It's sick. It's quite sick and twisted. So, well, Joey Lynn, let me ask you, how are you handling all of this? And if this goes to the Supreme Court, I think it will ultimately go away because there is nobody there is not a majority on the Supreme Court now. It's a 5-4 constitutional split right now to those who believe in the Constitution. So I think if it goes that far, you should prevail. But man, what is it doing to you personally?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I agree with you that they will not ultimately win. Truth will prevail. Justice will prevail. Our constitutional rights will be upheld. But the way that they intend to win is through the process of lawfare and dragging us through the ringer, spending every penny that we have. You know, we cashed out our 401k to retain legal representation since we could not get funding for this, and we were quoted between $200,000 and $600,000 minimum in legal fees just to defend ourselves, just for legal representation and a defense. This is not what they're seeking for financial compensation. And so they're trying to bankrupt us and squash us in this process, knowing they don't have a leg to stand on. They had not even substantiated their claims up to this point. We're almost 3 years in, and they have not met the basic requirements of using this law. But we have been assigned to an Obama-appointed judge that ruled we would go to trial by jury, despite our pleadings to get this lawsuit dismissed. So it has really worn on our family. Initially, when we didn't understand legal jargon and what was really going on or the political climate, and we were just a homeschool family, a single-income family sucked up into this battle that the progressive left has on God-fearing Americans who love their country, we were overwhelmed, scared, intimidated. Like, do we ever fly a flag again? Do we ever say who we're voting for again? And then it's like, wait a second. You know, I'm homeschooling my kid. I'm teaching him the Constitution. I'm teaching him what it means to be free, you know, to uphold our values. And I'm not going to let anybody steamroll us and take that away from him. And so we felt like, as a Christian family, that God called us to this for a victory for First Amendment rights, not just for us, but for everybody. And so it was no time to cower, no time to bow to the woke mob. It was no time to apologize for something we didn't do. And we decided we were going to start fundraising to fight back. And so we have long, tiresome, weary days, but I will never give up. I would never give them the satisfaction of seeing us quit or throw in the towel, because I expect to see God's glory through a victory.
You know, Robert, on that measure, on God, how has your faith helped you whether an attack from truly these people are godless. These leftists are godless. Their government, their God is government. So how has the Lord helped you get through this?
I mean, it's you know, it's been tough, and there's it's really, you kind of have to give it away to, you know, you have to give it away to God and just trust that he's gonna provide, that he's gonna help you through every step of the way, because it, you know, I mean, with what we're, you know, the people that we're facing and all of the money behind them, we, you know, we constantly pray and just ask God for help, and you know, every step of the way, God has provided.
Is there a chance, Robert, at the end of this, that you guys could ask to be made whole? That really what's going on here is left wingers who are trying to outspend you and destroy your lives because you dared oppose what they think. Is there any way that you guys, that your legal counsel has told you that you could be entitled to be made whole by this frivolous lawsuit that was designed to bankrupt you?
See, I'm not 100% sure on that. We've talked about, I think we can file for sanctions, which will get us, you know, some money back to an extent. But from what I've kind of researched, you know, on this type of a lawsuit, they're claiming that it's a civil rights matter. And I think on civil rights cases that it's pretty much each side pays their own way as far as legal fees.
I see. And your civil rights, in my opinion, do matter too. You have civil rights as well. Not just people of color. Every American has civil rights, and yours need to be respected as well. I wanted to give you guys a little hope, and I got a couple of stories, and I led the podcast off with these, and before I brought you on, so I wanted to just give you guys some stories out there that you might find a little solace in. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a congresswoman from Georgia, she has started to fight back against the very people who are trying to destroy you. She has filed articles of impeachment on Christopher Wray, on a U.S. attorney for the District of Washington, D.C., the Southern District of D.C., and because they have abused their offices. And also, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was in a committee hearing the other day, and the hearing was on left-wing violence, and she shows a picture of left-wingers storming the committee hearing room in an act of violence. I kid you not. And Congresswoman Paulina Luna, this is Paulina Luna from Florida, Anna Paulina Luna, she has filed a resolution to expel Adam Schiff out of the out of the U.S. Congress because Adam Schiff has been wandering around the country, Joey Lynn, for the last, well, since 2020, saying that it was Trump-Russia collusion, and he's alleged he's seen proof, but John Durham in his investigation said there was no proof, there was no evidence for the FBI to launch such an investigation. So I'm hoping it gives you a little hope.
Yeah, we do feel encouraged when we see the tide turn and we see people stepping up and going after these attacks. I think that's what has frustrated us so much up to this point, is that the left is very well organized. They are cutthroat, but they have each other's backs. And they stick together, and they make sure that they're fully resourced. The right is trying to be politically correct, afraid to step on toes, and successfully intimidated, and afraid to get involved. Or if they are brave and they are involved, they are stretched to capacity because there aren't enough that are standing up to do it. And you can only put out so many fires at the same time. And so we have just felt that we've been in a Bermuda Triangle of very little resources and not enough people willing to step up. And so when we hear stories like that, we are greatly encouraged, and we hope that this becomes something that is happening so frequently you can't keep up with it. But unfortunately, these kinds of stories just kind of stand out because it's just not happening enough.
Yeah. Robert, what the last thing I wanted to ask you about is, if you had a message to deliver to these recalcitrant Republicans / conservative groups who apparently have abandoned you in your time of need, what would that message to them be if they believe that, oh, the political environment's just too hot right now, we can't stand up for our rights? What would your message to them be?
Well, I mean, it's not going to get any better unless they stand up. It's not going to get any better unless everybody stands up. Because, you know, if everybody just keeps silent and doesn't do anything, things aren't going to get any better. They're not going to get any easier. They're only going to get worse.
Robert and Joey Lynn Maceras, guys, thank you for coming on to the Salcedo Storm podcast, sharing your experience. I'm hoping you guys can share this podcast when it drops with those individuals that you reached out to and let them know that they were cowards. And then you're absolutely right, Robert and Joey Lynn. If we don't take a stand now, there is no fighting for tomorrow, because tomorrow will never come, because these leftists are going to make sure that it never does. Because just like their communist brethren in the former Soviet Union, just like their communist brethren in communist China, their main goal is to make sure you can't resist them anymore. So this is for all the marbles and all those people waiting to fight for another day. Today is that day. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate you giving us a voice to tell our story. You're absolutely right. I feel that if people don't stand up now or say they only specialize in defending religious freedoms under the First Amendment, then by us not protecting and defending our rights entirely, the left will dismantle our Constitution where we allow them to do that. And this is the time to rise up. And if anybody would like to contribute to our legal defense fund and our fight to defend free speech, they can visit our website at freespeechdefender.com.
Joey Lynn, Robert, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
If you're one of those cats saying, hey, there's always tomorrow in the United States of America, well, I got news for you. As I told our guests, the left wing is trying to make sure there is no tomorrow, that your rights are gone tomorrow, so you don't stand in their way. The time is now. And if you need that bit of inspiration, there's always the Salcedo Storm podcast. There's always the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Simulcast all over the globe on the TNT radio network. Also, the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV. You can find the links to those programs at chrissalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com. While you're there, you can also check out all of our multiple social media hookups and some multimedia offerings for you as well. Also, check out TexasScorecard.com. They define multimedia. They've got video. They've got reading material. They've got all the big news in Texas that is defining this state and reaching far beyond this state. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, meaning its value, it's not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's value by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
¿Listos para el verano? Es la venta de Memorial Day de JCPenney. Y tenemos doorbusters todo el fin de semana. O ahorra hasta 50% en la venta del hogar de Memorial Day. Más 30% de descuento extra con tu cupón. Militares retirados y activos ahorran 10% extra al mostrar una identificación de militar o VA válida al pagar. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas hasta el 29 de mayo. Aplican exclusiones. Doorbusters se excluyen del cupón. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com. ¿Listos para el verano? Es la venta de Memorial Day de JCPenney. Y tenemos doorbusters todo el fin de semana. O ahorra hasta 50% en la venta del hogar de Memorial Day. Más 30% de descuento extra con tu cupón. Militares retirados y activos ahorran 10% extra al mostrar una identificación de militar o VA válida al pagar. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas hasta el 29 de mayo. Aplican exclusiones. Doorbusters se excluyen del cupón. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.